This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated the Shanti Shikhar of the Brahma Kumaris in Naya Raipur during his visit to Chhattisgarh. The centre is a modern hub for spiritual learning, peace and meditation. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said that the development of the nation is linked to the development of its states. He added that guided by this mantra, the government is committed to making India a developed nation. The Prime Minister stated that the organizations like the Brahma Kumaris have a significant role in this endeavor.
Shanti Shikhar Academy for a peaceful world, main keh sakta hoon, aane wale samay mein samsthan vishw shanti ke saarthak prayason ka pramukh kendra hoga. Main aap sabhi ko aur desh videsh mein Brahma Kumari parivar se jude sabhi logon ko is sarahaniya karya ke liye anek shubhkamnaen deta hu.
Earlier, the Prime Minister visited the Sri Satya Sai Sanjeevani Hospital in Naya Raipur, where he interacted with nearly 2,500 children under the Dil Ki Baat program. These children suffering from congenital heart diseases have received free and successful treatment at the hospital. On this occasion, the Prime Minister presented Gift of Life certificates to the children. During his stay in Raipur today, the Prime Minister will also inaugurate the new building of the Chhattisgarh Legislative Assembly and unveil the statue of former Prime Minister and Bharat Ratna Atal Bihari Vajpayee in its premises. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today stated that India views its defence cooperation with ASEAN and plus countries as a contribution to regional peace, stability and capacity building. Mr. Singh was speaking at the 12th ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus, in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. He emphasised that the ADMM Plus is an integral part of India's Act East policy and its broader Indo-Pacific vision. The Defence Minister also highlighted that India's Indo-Pacific security vision connects defence cooperation with economic development, technology sharing and human resource advancement. He added that the strong connection between security, growth and sustainability reflects the true spirit of the partnership between India and ASEAN.
India's approach has remained clear with an open, inclusive and rule-based Indo-Pacific. India's emphasis on the rule of law, particularly the United Nations Convention on the Law of the Sea and its advocacy for freedom of navigation and overflight are not directed against any country, but are meant to safeguard the collective interests of all regional stakeholders.
President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have extended warm greetings to the people of Andhra Pradesh, Chhattisgarh, Haryana, Karnataka, Kerala, Lakshadweep, Madhya Pradesh, Punjab and Puducherry on their formation day today. In a social media post, President Murmu said that each of these regions has made remarkable contributions to the country's progress. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India-UK ties have evolved from a complicated historical association to a dynamic and forward-looking partnership. In his remarks during the UK National Day celebrations in the national capital yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar highlighted that both nations have not only expanded cooperation under the Technology Security Initiative, but also deepened it with regard to connectivity, AI and critical minerals. Lucknow has been added to the list of UNESCO creative cities for its rich and diverse culinary heritage. The city has been recognized in the category of gastronomy at the 43rd session of its general conference in Samarkand, Uzbekistan. The designation places Lucknow among 70 gastronomy cities worldwide and makes it the second Indian city to win the title after Hyderabad. Former Indian hockey goalkeeper Manuel Frederick passed away at the age of 78. Hailing from Kannur, Kerala, he was the first athlete from the state to win an Olympic medal, a record matched only by P.R. Srijesh in 2021. In badminton, Unnati Hooda stormed into the women's singles semi-finals of Hilo Open Super 500 tournament at Saarbrücken in Germany yesterday. Unnati defeated 4th-seeded Lin Xiangzi of Chinese Taipei 22-20, 21-13 in the quarterfinal. She will now be up against top-seeded Indonesian Putri Kusuma Wardani for a place in the final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.